This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Quinn Mason's been writing music for more than half his life, and he's only 19. It's been a life of challenges. He grew up the son of a single mom in a tough Dallas neighborhood, and he has Asperger's syndrome on the autism spectrum. Quinn just got back from winning a national composition contest. This is the Masonian Rondo, a 9-minute brass quartet Quinn Mason wrote 2 years ago. This past year, the North Dallas High senior wanted to enter something in the first ever Next Note student contest from the American Composers Forum. He needed something good and short that required few players. So he flipped through the pile of pieces he'd already written.
One of them was for 4 clarinets, but I thought it was beyond impossible, so I didn't pick that. I looked at a piece for 3 double basses. It looked beyond impossible, so I didn't pick that. A fanfare for 4 trombones. It was too short.
Quinn entered his self-titled Rondo.
It was fun. It kept people's attention. I got my point out. I was trying to make people laugh, but no one laughed at the concert. But can't say I didn't try.
Quinn beat the odds, becoming one of 6 winners out of 141 applicants from 35 states. Late last month, he flew to Minnesota for a weekend with top composers, professional performers, and a scholarship check. Susanna Altman, education director with the Composers Forum in Minnesota, says what stands out is his musical ear.
I don't think I've ever met anyone with an ear quite like Quinn's. And Quinn is pretty unique among his peers in that he is someone who has really studied the canon of classical music and studies instruments to a degree that I think goes beyond many working professional composers.
Quinn's teachers point to his amazing ability to hear complex music, then recreate all the notes in the right key at the piano or on paper. He started doing it when he was 10, like a certain 18th century Austrian phenom.
He's able to hear a symphony by Beethoven or Brahms, and he's able to notate some things completely by ear. So I think he has a kind of a Mozartian flash there that he's going to be able to develop and work with.
First, says Quinn's teacher at Richland College, Derek Lagozzo, comes practice. Quinn's taking summer classes and will start at Richland this fall. He'll be the first of his family to attend college.
His ability to hear in his inner ear is way beyond his current development of playing percussion. So we're just going to work on getting him to a really great college level to match that.
Rogene Russell believes Quinn will make it. When the professional oboist brought music appreciation to Quinn's 5th grade class, the kid already knew every recording she played. A founder of Dallas's Fine Arts Chamber Players, Russell helped get him instrument and composition lessons. She says both would have been out of reach for his mom.
He has a passion and drive that I have really never seen in a person his age. We never had to inspire him. He inspired us.
Quinn's on a mission. He fell in love with classical music when he was 8 and hasn't looked back, despite others urging him to play rap or pop music.
And I didn't understand that because I at this point, I've been in classical music for about half my life, so I'm just kind of like, what are you talking about? But yeah, people are like, you know, why don't you like rap music? Like, it doesn't speak to me.
Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Stravinsky, they speak to him. He wants to do what they did, but in his own voice. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.